Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more, like the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Shop at Lowe's today. We help you save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details.
Hello, friends, and welcome to an unexpected podcast. I'm Ez.
And I'm Urza.
And I'm lame.
Wow, dude.
Wow. Did you said I'm Urza, and I said I'm lame.
I know, so I deserved it.
I felt like that
I think mine hurts more, but that's fine.
Okay.
I'm lame.
You would think, and we're talking Tolkien, okay? Don't ever forget it, daggone it.
No, dude.
That
and
we're talking Tolkien.
Do remember that you forgot it, so you don't forget it again.
Exactly.
That actually makes sense, doesn't it?
Right.
It does.
I think it did. Anyway, hey, you saw the title of this episode. This episode is, we just had a big episode before this about the long-expected party, number 3. And leading into that, it's actually, our venue is fully funded by, but what? Well,
Are you rebranding this?
What did I say? What did I say, bro?
LEP year 3?
I said LEP 3.
No, you did not. Run it back when you edit this, and you'll hear it. You just tried to give it a brand new name.
I would never
do that. You're rebranding this, dude, because of my L3P. You don't like the hashtag. This is a little war we got going on, guys. This is a war of attrition on what the hashtag's going to be.
You know.
It's fine. It's fine. I don't care. I yield to you. You shall not pass, and I've learned that.
Is the Black Gate open or is it closed, dude?
We're still getting messages, guys. Listen, that is not
our
issue.
Do we have a T-shirt for that yet? That's why I'm so upset.
I think I kind of want to get... I want to get one for me and one for you. I don't know how we would do this. Like one that says the Black Gate is opened with an arrow pointing that way, and then yours that said the Black Gate is closed pointing that way. Like they're just pointing to each other. I don't know.
Or they just
That'd be stupid.
I don't know. I think at one point it said something about like guys we know or a shirt that just said we know about the Black Gate episode or something. it's just you and I wear them, and it's just
that would be awesome. Yeah,
something like that, or the this one, like have the episode numbers and have them swapped or something.
Yes, dude. Anyways. Just like the title, or like maybe one of the messages we've gotten just as a T-shirt.
Yeah, just that put it on on the T-shirt. Like, because
hey guys, have you guys noticed
messages
so
about
many.
It? It's so wonderful.
God
it's so
bless.
Nice and kind.
God bless you guys. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm also like, that ain't my fault.
We have no control. Yeah,
Maybe there's a way to do
like
it.
Just like the real Black Gate.
Yeah. I think there is a way to do it now that I'm on Red Circle and we use that as our platform. Yeah. We'll see. Anyway, all that to say, what we're talking about here, LEP3 had just previous episode, we went through all the updates there. That venue is fully funded by our fellowship. 100%.
Yes.
Am I right about that? 100%.
It's all Patreon. We couldn't afford it. So
we couldn't afford it. So thank you guys.
It's the help
so,
of the fellowship. Yes.
So much.
Yes. Thank you.
I know. So for the history of this podcast, we basically have had this sort of back and forth with Patreon and different things and doing whatnot. Other content creators are just more business minded than we are. They just have I don't know. They sell the snake oil better than we do, I guess.
Yeah, dude. They probably
you know
drink
saying?
It too, honestly. Yeah.
They're definitely drinking it over on some of those other content creators we've been talking about here recently. But it's rings of power, snake oil is what it is. But anyways, guys, the whole point here, we are back. And we've been back and I'm excited. I've been excited since we had that anniversary episode and we were dropping some different things and I've had my crotch fruit, so crotch fruit is here for Ez and feeling good, getting used to that, and I'm recording first time actually since we've had the crotch fruit, so that's fun.
That's true. Yes,
didn't think about that. I know,
legit, like a month ago today,
exactly. So
dang, wild, dude. And I just want to praise you too because I think like that's not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing to have your first baby and then within 1 month be recording with Lane Smith again. Like that's a task. That's something that you think about and you're like, do I have to do that? Do I want to do that? You know, like just these different but, things run through your head. So, dude, that's amazing.
That is amazing. Thank you for that. Because it is, right? I know. Like, hold on a second. I said
you're
that,
supposed
but
to
refute you don't get
that.
To say that.
Yeah. Okay. Also, it makes me wonder what's going to happen tomorrow. Because like something, well, you guys are, we might see you guys, right? We're going to see you guys.
Yeah, the plan is. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Heck yeah, baby. All right. Anyway, that's a big deal.
So we're really feeling good. Like I tried to start the Silmarillion this year. On this podcast, and I had to slow my roll because I was having a child and had a lot of stuff going on at school and different things were happening. So it's been paced out just fine. But moving into the summer, we are starting something that is going to be the Tolkien Tutor. Y'all, welcome back. Right here, this ain't the Tolkien professor. This is the Tolkien tutor, my friend.
Tutor. That's right, man. And, gather around, kids. Get your books out.
Gather around.
Turn on the page.
Turn to page 109 X-I. And let the Tolkien be read for the world to hear. There's a little hobbit flying through the mist of heaven that's carrying the everlasting Tolkien gospel. To preach to those, or to tell to those that dwell upon the earth.
What is this?
I might actually, have to modify some sermons, and see if I can.
Can you imagine? Oh my gosh!
What if I could present it in such a way that it sounded like church and it was the Tolkien tutor? Would you guys be in?
We've talked about this, so we don't exactly know how the format's going to roll out. We do have. So we did post the summer school like cover art though it's out there, so this has been something we've kind of talked about, but yes, we might come in and out of characters. It might be like a little the radio drama aspect might be kind of leaking into summer school. Who knows? Or it could be straight up. We don't know.
Right. It'll probably be exactly what it has been for all of our rereads and everything else.
Same format.
We'll be going in and out of characters and.
Yeah.
You know what? Honestly, hey, I'll go ahead and put it to you like this. This is just how my daddy says it on Sunday, which is we don't premeditate nothing, all right? We don't premeditate this stuff, all right? Once the Tolkien spirit sets upon you, and it blesses you, then you just speak, right?
Yeah.
In that self same hour, all right, it's going to be given unto me, and I shall give it unto thee. All right, that is how we are going to roll into these bad boys. By the way, I went to Easter service, and so that's why I got a lot of.
I was kind of wondering if that's where that was coming from. Yeah,
got a lot.
I did almost say church. I did almost ask and say, "Yeah, did you guys go Sunday?" And yeah, of course.
Oh my goodness, let me tell you, Dad. It was literally. It was just like. It was. Man, I hadn't been to church in a while. Let me tell you, he was preaching up a storm.
He would never say this, but I bet he was inspired by your presence too. Honestly,
he might have been.
And
he might have
been. There. Was Luke there?
Oh, Luke was there. He was asleep in my arm. I mean, the singing was going on, and I literally could feel my mom's presence. I'm telling you, dude, I got all sorts of like chills and all the different things. And man, dude, I don't know when he just. Whew, he just got lit up, man, and spirit came on him, and anyway, it's got me fired up, all right, and it's got me thinking more and more about this good old way, this Tolkien way, and how we're going to ride this way right into the summer, and we're going to bring it to you guys, a little summer school action. This is going to be the Unfinished Tales, so we are going to take this bad boy part by part. We've got part one, the first age. We've got part two, the second age. We've got part three, the third age. We've got them all right in here. And they're broken down into little chapters, little stories. Mm. It's a lot, but it's also amazing. I have been listening to this over and over on repeat for a month now. I've been listening to it well before that. I was listening to this back in the fall and leading into the winter. Yes. I just don't know why I became obsessed with it. I think when Hunt for Gollum came out, I was like, oh my God, I went and you know, I was looking around now. I was like, the Hunt for the Ring is the big story.
It was the ring. It was the Rings of Power too, right? The Rings of Power drove you back into the scriptures. You know, back to the text,
back to the good word,
the curriculum, back to the curriculum. Really,
you were like false prophets, Lane. False prophets.
I know, dude.
I had to get back into the actual true word of Tolkien.
Yes, you did.
And so
you would send me. You would often send me just little picture messages of your car and. Unfinished Tales playing. And so part of the cool thing about this, the premise is like, I haven't ever gotten into the Lost Tales. I'm going to be the student. I'm going to be the kid coming to summer school and taking lessons from the Tolkien tutor, who's going to be getting me ready, getting us ready for anyone who's still has yet to crack open that Silmarillion, getting us ready for the SATs, the Silmarillion assessment test in the fall, because that's kind of what we're thinking we're driving to. But so for the for summer school, we said the first lesson we're going to put out on the main channel, right? Give everyone one lesson for free, right? Absolutely. And then it's going to the rest of the six remaining sessions, tutor sessions, will be on Patreon, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
heck all yeah, on baby. Patreon. And cool. So it's again one to reward everybody who's been there for so long and been supporting 100%. Us.
100%. That's the biggest thing is we're trying to find ways to, because it's been a while since we've been able to put stuff on Patreon. When we record, it's main channel stuff. But we're like,
right.
We had this realization like at the beginning of the year. We're like, we need to start rewarding these people who've been there for years with. Yeah. Like getting them more content, because right now it's just people just patronizing us for the party, and also just because they're kind people who know that we bust butt, we work really hard. I know we joke around about like just winging it, but we sit and we think and we plan and we work like all the time, and we do try to bring a perspective that is different from all the other content producers. Creators, whatever, for Middle Earth. And so we were like, yeah, how can we like give people something irresistible on Patreon? And this is one of the things that we feel like we can bring. But there's more.
Yeah.
You really have the spirit is inside of you. Tolkien is
it's all over me. It's all over me, brother. Brother Pat.
I don't know.
I feel like we're getting back to that right there. Rating? That I remember many of the was there a toe touch? I feel a toe touch coming. Praise the Lord.
I literally just felt something on my foot. You gotta be kidding me.
Oh, I'm telling you, man. It's the spirit connection
is real, dude.
Holy smokes. Gosh, I might even. Have you ever heard my dad preach? Kind of like, have you ever heard the whole?
I've heard videos, I always see his invitations on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
True Bible Baptist, 11 a.m. All are welcome,
brother. I'm going to. It's amazing. I think one thing that I thought about releasing. I don't know if people would like this or not, but I thought about bearing this on Patreon. I have all of these old recordings of. Of my dad and Brother JR and all these different preachers preaching. And I don't think people realize, dude. I was talking to my sister today about some stuff. And she said, "As I don't think people realize how old fashioned our church was or how old school, how spirit filled and all that kind of stuff. I don't think people understood." And so it's always been kind of shocking to me. This little Baptist church exists out there and it's got me all fired up. I'm thinking about bringing some of that spirit into this. I'm just got this energy. I'm feeling, honestly, dude, the more and more I've been watching media and I've been consuming other fandoms and different things, when I come back to Tolkien, I am on fire again. I can't even explain to you why, but I have, you've been fired up with concerning hobbits and you've been literally like the spirit of Tolkien has taken over your body and you are just riding away.
That's what it feels like. Yeah,
it does. It's just, I told you, don't stop it. Let it come. Just whatever.
Yep.
And I have been on this war path with myself and my fictional kind of enemies out there who are the Rings of Power showrunners. Yes. because
they're
I am
real.
Going over here and I'm literally like, I'm going to learn absolutely everything I can. All the things that I maybe was intimidated by or shied away from and I don't like that. I don't like that a fandom would make anybody ever feel like you can't dip into Tolkien and you can't go and explore all these other magnificent things that he has. I really think more and more, I know he's this gentleman, educated, highly educated in England, but I tell you what, he is, I guarantee he'd be more like us now. I'm just thinking about the way times and things have changed and stuff, and I just feel more and more connected to him. I feel more and more connected to his works. I'm more drawn to it. I'm just sort of like, this world is getting carried away. As my father would say, Satan's walking to and fro, up and down this land, devouring whomsoever that he may, and I'm tired of it. And so anyways, I'm diving into these, what I'm calling the Tolkien scriptures, and I literally love it. And Christopher Tolkien, his son, did such a good job in sort of framing some of this stuff, and I really, I never gave him enough credit when I just didn't know enough, right? And I feel
same here.
Really good that this podcast is kind of an evolution. You've seen Landon and I evolve on a lot of different things. We were pro the show. I mean, you were talking about how Jake was like, dude, hearing you guys hyped about the show for years was
like, it was so sad. It was so sad that we've all been through.
Right. Yeah. It's this emotional roller coaster and stuff. Yeah. You know, we've gone from heroes to trolls.
And back to goats again.
To goats, baby. And everywhere in between. There's going to be a lot for you guys on Patreon this summer. It's going to be an exclusive series. We're going to have a schedule. I was just looking at the breakdown on this, and I'm going to put together like an outline. So I am done with school, I think like May 20-something, May 23rd. And I'm thinking like that week we kick it off, end of May or something. So we're in April. We're talking like a month from now. Essentially, we're at the end of April, a month from now, kicking this thing off because I think we're going to need
start studying.
Yeah, I'm going to guide this and I'm going to kind of take you guys through it. I will want, you know, again, there's homework, which is go read it. I'm gonna talk to you about it a little bit first and explain some of it, and then Lane will have listened to it beforehand. But you guys don't need to; you can just listen to Ez for a second. Yeah. We'll talk through it, and then you can go. Read it. I think people have it backwards sometimes. I think you need front-loaded with information. I think you actually need to have some context and some background knowledge and understand what these things are, where they fit, because it's just a big book called The Unfinished Tales, and you're like, what the heck?
Right.
It's bouncing from first to second to third age, and so we're going to break it all down and walk you through it, because I've listened to it probably 5 times through.
Man.
In this past 6 months, and it's just because it's on audio.
5 times through?
5 Jeez, times through. Dude. Swear.
Wow.
Swear.
Wow.
And do you know how many times I've listened to, let me pull it up here.
Rings
of
Power? Once. Yeah.
Yeah, right. I once. Know. Exactly. But like, so.
You probably weren't even listening the whole time.
Heck no. Sorry. Heck no. part 3 of the Third Age, The Disaster of the Galadin Fields. Not super long.
Jeez, dude. Yeah.
But dude, there's so many more little things that I think are. Mm. That I just didn't know about, that I want people who are our listeners and who feel comfortable hearing from us, I want them to hear about some of those things, and I want them to have some good takeaways. And you know, and it's only, again, $5. And you think about it, for the summer, it's like $5, $10, $15. You can pop in, pop out. We don't care. It's totally fine. It's
cheaper than an actual tutor, if I can be frank.
Yeah,
well, exactly. Your dad's Frank. If I could be Randy,
yeah,
you can be Randy. Cheaper than a real tutor, honestly. And we're getting ready for this big. And we started the Silmarillion, right? And I feel like we did a really good job. The first two episodes that we did, it was mind blowing stuff. But to have this kind of, like context almost going into it will be, and it's just another thing that we can explore. And it'll be fun. Yeah.
So actually, I have there's an extended version of this too. So I'm going to be covering the Unfinished Tales.
What book do I need to pick up at the bookstore, sir?
Well, I'll tell you, at first, it's going to be The Unfinished Tales. And so like part one is the first age, part 2 is the second age, part 3 is the third age. So once we're done with all of that, then I actually have this breakdown of the Silmarillion that I've been working on. I was on the plane headed to Berlin, Germany over Christmas, and I started writing down notes. I finally just was listening. I had nothing to do for 8 hours. And I was like, let's just really focus our mind on what's happening. And I'm listening to the Silmarillion, and I started stopping, and I was like, okay, so you had all these names that sounded so freaking similar. And I get why people have such a hard time with it. We're going to nickname them. We're going to nickname some of these individuals. Sweet, and that might, people might be like, oh my God, I can't believe you guys. If you've listened to anything on this show or ever been around Lane and Ez, like, we have fun with this kind of stuff. This is what we do. Right. Like, we make up names and we just said we have a good time. So, but once I started to give people nicknames and I started to understand and who they are and who they're related to, and I just started to make sense. And I went back to, there was like one king, in Middle Earth that I needed to focus on, and it was we'll get into it later, but it's not anybody that you would think that is necessary. I literally would say to people there's actually a part of the story that you should start. It's after Feanor. It's after all the Feanor stuff. Forget that. I'm like, if I could start in the Silmarillion, I would start boom. And I'm going to tell you guys where I would start, and I'm going to tell you, give you guys some overview, and I'm going to give you some behind-the-scenes lessons in my thinking going into this. Now that I've read it a couple of times.
Is it, okay, first question from a student. Is it Thingol?
Yeah, dude.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Am I teacher's pet? That was not, I did not know that.
Well, okay, cool. So, because again, this is like, yeah.
I'm just thinking back to Children of Húrin.
No, it is. Is. Yeah. Cool. The Realm of Doria and stuff like that. It's like,
yeah.
It is, I don't know, sweet, man. Once, okay. I think also you got to look at a map. I think you got to look at a map for some of these places because
actually,
the names,
yes,
they don't stick, dude.
No. So way back when we were teaching online, right, the COVID year, yeah. I had some free time, honestly. It's just kind of how I was an online teacher only. Me and Sarah were the only two, and there was time during the day where we didn't have sessions. And so I was like, I'm going to sit and I'm going to read all of Children of Húrin, cover to cover, which I'd never done before. And I was like, God, I was getting so frustrated because I was so overwhelmed by the names and the places and all these things. I'm like, I don't know what this is. Like, this is before, I know it's before the world was reformed and like the flooding and all this stuff, like the reshaping. I don't get it. And are you trying to focus yourself? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was trying to wave. I was waving to the camera.
Hey, we're the same quality now. So just leave it.
Same quality.
But I was literally, the genius thing about the newer versions, the Alan Lee illustrated versions of Children of Húrin, is there was a fold-out map. And I'm like, at first I was like, oh, that's cute. It's a fold-out map. It's not just a fold-out map. The first fold gets the map to the edge of the pages, and then the second fold opens the map. So you can have the map open as like an extended page while you're reading the book.
Wow.
And I did that. And I thought to myself, this is genius. Because again, you're talking about Doriath. You're talking about I can't even remember what what Morgoth's region was called, like Carn Un Gudigith or something. Like there are all these different names of places.
Yeah.
The Osiriath, all the different rivers that run into the main one that goes down. All that stuff that's flooded. And it was like, yep, it was referencing all these places. And I'm like, I don't know what these places are. It's not Lothlorien. It's not, where's the Shire? What are these, you know, where's the Bay of Belfalath? Like, so anyway, yes, I think that's a brilliant idea. We have to have nicknames. We have to have like maps and visuals. So I'm pumped.
Yeah, yeah, I'm pumped too. And I think giving a quick little overview and sort of some, because I think as a teacher, like, what do we do with novels? We give kids background knowledge. We start to explain the timeline. We set them up. What's going on here? Why you might hear? We're jumping right into a story, and here's why it's got this type of language, or here's why they're working this way, or they're wearing these type of clothes, or whatever. Give them that background knowledge. And so
context.
I'm thinking,
yeah,
as we finish up with some of the unfinished tales stuff, because that's going to cover more than the Silmarillion. It's going to cover some stuff in the beginning of that ties into Children of Húrin, and it's going to have some of those elements. It's also going to have some second age stuff, which is freaking phenomenal. And the third age stuff is going to blow you guys away. That's the stuff that's like so exciting because everyone knows that stuff, and you're more familiar with that. And you're like, oh my God, this is fantastic. Extra tidbits we can weave in and out. So then after that, I'm going to be right around the time we're going into LAP3. I'm going to be trying to do some stuff over there that is like pre-gaming. We're going to be pre-gaming for the Silmarillion and starting to get ready for it, because after LAP3, I'd like to dive back into it. And we will go in order, but I will encourage anybody in that first episode to say, go check out our Patreon episodes where we sort of talk through some of these things and we break down. I kind of give we'll go over like some of our concerns, some of the things that we know. We'll share with you what we do know, what we don't know, what we're still looking to explore, because I can't say that going into it, we know everything, we've got it all down, and we're good. That was one of my big hesitations when we first started the summer, and was like, man, I don't know, dude. I've not actually even, I don't really know where this is going or who's who. I'm going to feel like I'm going to be stumbling in the dark on a lot of these names and stuff. And it actually took multiple kind of reads to get it down. And every person I've talked to, I got some English teachers at school, they're just like, dude, I just could never get into the Silmarillion. I don't understand it. I lose track of the names and who's who. And because, again, they all sound very similar. I mean, I have to even, there's a lot of people who struggle with like Eowyn and Éomer, right? And it's just so similar for people. It's unless you see it and you know it and you're in, it's, you know, yeah. So anyway, it's just your exposure and your experience with it. And I want to try to get people more of that. So yeah, that is the updates there. Wanted to give you that. And so, and that's not all, by the way. So this is, again, we have this, these two big kind of series that we're starting with to get back into things. We also have been thinking about the start to next school year. And once Lane finishes his master's program, we're looking at maybe doing something like a morning breeze. That is something more on the weekly basis, finding some time that overlaps, perhaps Lane and I in our cars with some headsets, talking and sharing something on Patreon. Because again, we're firing this back up, and I have to remind myself that, like, as we're posting more on the main feed and we're getting a schedule back. So when's the last time Lane and I have said, hey, we'll see you in a fortnight? When's the last time?
It's been a while.
Yeah. Right? When's the last time we've basically said to you guys, we're going to be on a schedule? We went unexpected for a long time, and we kind of bounced around. But the reason this podcast was so fun, I think, in the early days was, like, we were on a every fortnight schedule. Yeah. And
we had homework every 2 weeks where we were, like, reading and preparing.
Yeah.
We would highlight the hell out of our – I would highlight the hell out of my book. You know, we would, like, get ready and
we get after it. And I remember we then we also then kept slowly upgrading it and doing more and more and more. So this for me is kind of like we're getting ready to go into, we're actually doing the Unfinished Tales. Yeah. And I want to tell you the breakdown on that, but, like, it's we're going to so you think of the books we've done, right? We've done the trilogy. We did The Hobbit on the main feed. Now on Patreon, we're going to do Unfinished Tales. We're going to do a couple pre-warm-up episodes for Silmarillion. Then on the main feed, we've got the Silmarillion, all right?
Yep.
So as we get back into that kind of the second big life and jump of the podcast, I want the Patreon roaring again. I want I if we're going to have set Friday night recordings, which I think we are. And we're going to pick that as the night, because I like that night. I don't know if you saw it's on Friday the spot. On the spot.
But. I like Friday night.
Dang it, dude. Gosh.
Week's over. I love Friday night. Thursday night is also, like, kind of low-key and awesome night. I think that should be our backup.
That is our backup. Yeah. I think
because Thursday night is like Friday Eve kind of deal vibe.
Yeah. That's good. Because you definitely Friday. Want to enjoy Let's the go. Weekend and everything. And,
yeah.
And I feel like people.
But still.
What was really cool was. The beacons were lit and Discord was going. I was on Patreon the other day, just today actually, and I was listening.
Are we bringing back Discord?
Melkor's Discord, and it's just like both of us start off with a belch in the microphone. Yeah. It was unplanned. It was uncoordinated, and you were like, "Excuse me," I'm like, "Excuse you," and, like, we just kind of go back and forth, and it was hilarious. Within 5 seconds, I was laughing, I was like, "Oh my god!" And it was like we're talking to Susie, and we're talking to people. In the chat, and they're in there, and it was fantastic. Yeah. So if we have a schedule, we can open that back up, and we can do those types of things. And I'm now more tech savvy than I was back then, so I actually have other ways that can kind of incorporate some friends. Especially if Lane and I are doing this. If we're doing StreamYard, it's, like, much easier for me just to connect it to Discord and say, boom, here you go. People are in and have a private chat and have all that stuff going on. So, I'm really excited.
That's a cool element too that we have kind of gotten away from that we are, you know, like you're saying, we're going to return to is, like, you as a patron being able to influence the show, you being able to interact with us as we're recording, you being able to, which Facebook Live or Instagram Live is another way to do it, but it's kind of cumbersome, isn't it? Like you're looking at the live, and it's just kind of weird and different. This would be a way more directed, plugged in way that people can.
Right.
And you'd have to be a patron, right?
Yep.
A patron to do it. So, I like that. I think that's a reward that.
What do you got? What's going on?
Excuse my French. I just heard a squeal outside.
I saw sirens earlier, and then I'm thinking.
I know.
We're up at that hour where the Black Riders showed up and stuff.
The blinds are open. I did that on purpose because I wanted to see if anything would pop its head in. But anyway, that's appendices, right? That's appendices. Right there.
Right.
We've even also talked about. I don't want to talk about secret, family business on live without running by you first. But we've talked about some paranormal stuff, some kind of side projects that we flirted around with. That if you're interested in just hearing us ramble and not ramble, that has a negative connotation. Mm-hmm. Hearing us shoot the night breeze, I guess, really about different topics that we could always bust that back into Patreon and feature it here too. So there's all kinds of ideas that the Lost Sock was part of that, right? Remember the Lost Sock podcast where we talked about just anything. Random stuff, anything. And yeah. Yeah, that's something that we have on our minds anyway. It's something we have all these different interests that we could just kind of, you know, pop in and out of, even if it was like, you know, something that came up in Star Wars that you were like, hey, Lane, you might be interested in this. Like, oh, I know there's some Darth Maul stuff out there, which is really cool. I know that.
Yeah.
You know, I've been actually, Chad got me hooked on watching the kind of the appendices or the making of the prequel trilogy. And I really loved that.
Dude,
I was like,
yeah.
This is so interesting. Because then I heard about how like the Hobbits went and visited the set for, I think it was episode one, I think. And they were like, because George Lucas took like the whole fully digital approach and they were still shooting on film for Lord of the Rings. And it was like so different, but these big trilogies being made at the same time. And like George Lucas and Peter Jackson had been friends. Like they were tight, you know, they actually, I don't know. This is something that kind of gets forgotten. Like, PJ and his team got invited out to Skywalker Ranch before they even started filming.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of collaboration that happened and a lot of like tips. And George Lucas has always been a very helpful like filmmaker. He's like a really nice guy. I don't know. I mean, other than him sending his daughter to school after being sick all night so that he could start the writing Phantom Menace. That's something that I don't agree with. But other than that, he's like a really nice guy.
Okay.
Dude, yeah. I commented on there's this famous, like, or this is a reel that's going around, and it's literally, he's like, my daughter was sick all night, up all night, and sent her to school this morning, so I'm going to start writing Phantom Menace. Today's the day. And I'm like, the real crime is not Jar Jar. The real crime is that this dude sent his daughter to school after being up all night sick.
Shame.
Like, come on, dude.
Shame on
That's
you, George.
An emperor move. But anyway, yeah, just all these different, like, you know, anyway, there's all these other topics that we can talk about.
That was our appendices, and I was listening to some of those, and the Discord piece was cool. So there was so many things already on there, and I think we just we haven't fed it in years. We kind of got, like, burnt out by it, and we had a lot of different changing. I was getting married. I was moving around the world. I was all this
life stuff. Yes.
Yeah. We had COVID hit. We had all sorts of crazy stuff. Yep. So it feels good. And I think the new sort of like Peter Jackson being back and movies being made again and War of the Rohirrim coming back and then us getting into this and Rings of Power lighting a fire under me to kind of go check into things more and to like be another voice in the fandom that says, you know, it's fine. I think, I don't know. I don't always think it's good when everybody is all just praising the anything that's thrown out. And so I've been fine with us being very critical of it. And I think people have responded. Like, yeah, I'm kind of glad somebody is saying something about it. I'm also happy for people who are, you know, genuinely enjoying the show. I don't mean artificially, like, you know, whatever.
Getting paid to. Like some content creators. Right. It's funny you bring this up. I ran into, I do the crosswalk at my, that's my morning duty at school. And there's a mom that, I had her son in a small group. So I kind of got to know her a little bit and she's a huge Lord of the Rings fan. And she asked a couple weeks ago, she's like, so what did you think of the show? And I was like, well, you know, this is kind of, and I wanted to gauge, again, like this is, you hear how it's on the podcast, then to hear us in real life is totally different. I wanted to gauge, I was like, what did you think of it? You know, did you enjoy it? And she was like, yeah, actually, I kind of did. And I was like, that's great. I was like, you know, she was like, what did you think about it? I was like, there were some things that like I really liked. And then, you know, we talked about it on our podcast. And then I like got into what actually happened. And my podcast partner, my friend, Ez, kind of dug even deeper and revealed stuff, and I was like, it sort of changed the way I looked at the show, you know. And we had this great conversation about, you know, about the show that wasn't, you know, negative whatsoever. And so I think I'm really proud of us for how we've navigated. We haven't gone like full nerdrotic where we're just like ripping everything. And you could say it's justified. You could say it's not justified. And we also haven't shilled out like Corey Olsen and Nerd of the Rings. Like we're, you know, despite what people say in our reviews, we are like not paid by them to cover anything or to speak a certain way. But we've told the truth and we've tried to be respectful of everyone and their interest in the show. So,
And I think if anything, the big bonus for us and for our little piece of Middle Earth that we have here, this little, you know, just modest little humble spot we got here on the Shire.
Yeah, baby, the Shire.
Is that like, it's actually really fired us up. You know, it's really, really got us excited again for actual Tolkien, and we're making a radio drama, and we're firing, you know, we're lighting the beacons here, right here in this episode to say, come back and let's get after it. We have hundreds of people who I think would love to know that we're, and I see all the exit surveys where people are just like, you know, the guys just kind of seems like they've, you know, moved up. Different things are kind of going on. There's a lot of different, they leave little notes as they leave.
I didn't know there were exit. Yes, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone in Patreon has always been kind. Like, that's the crazy thing, that you guys are amazing. If you were in there for a month, you're in there for, if you're still in there from the very beginning, like, everyone has been so nice and literally just wanted to, I feel like everyone has been just like, regardless of rewards or tiers or anything, people have just wanted to support us because they know that we work hard, and that we work hard because A, we care about what we're doing, but B, like, we care about our list of people who listen to the podcast. Like, we care about our fellowship members and our friends, and like, we want to give them entertaining and enjoyable content.
One of the cool things back in the first half of the podcast was, like, we had people, I'll just go ahead and say it, who wanted to be kind of like form this inner circle. Okay. And we didn't know that was going to happen. We didn't really understand what was happening or that was going down. And actually, you know, now it's sort of like, there is just a fellowship, friends. And it's just
we
like,
don't like inner circles.
This is like, and we want those kind of everyone to be accepted in there and feel free to come, kind of come in, make friends and share stuff on the Discord, interact and just get along. The Facebook group was meant to be the same thing. And so I'm excited to kind of bring that back because there's so many good people that are just now finding the podcast this year and they're starting. We can go back and look. And I mean, I don't even know how many there's thousands and thousands of downloads on episode one. And it always shocks me that people are still going back through the podcast. And so now I want to give them an extension of it. And I want to give them something here, you know, to land and interact with us when we're back and we're active. We've had a couple of years where we've been up and down and we've been unexpectedly here in or out. And I was talking to Lottie today and I said, I'm going to make this announcement today on the podcast. I talked to Lane about it today and we both feel really strongly about this. I was like, I want to be on a schedule again.
Yeah, I do too.
It gives me clear. It actually gives me peace of mind to know, like, because it's like, it's really nice because the world gets, if you don't sort of take hold of it, like, it will get the best of you and it will take you this way and this way and that way. And then it's like, no, I can just say to my sister, say to my friends, say to colleagues, I have recording on this. I have this thing I'm doing. And I love it because it gives me peace. It fills me back up. It's good energy. And it's all, it's brotherhood. It's all those things, right? And and I want you guys to feel that and be a part of that too. That's the big thing. When we did this originally, we have met so many friends through this. And so Patreon is a low tier. It is not a high dollar amount. It's $5. It's not changing. It's never going to change. Yep. It's just $5 to be a part of the fellowship. And it's just to get extra stuff from us that we can kind of distinguish between the two feeds and go crazy. So there you go.
And I just think too, just to kind of piggyback off what you're saying is like I think what we're kind of saying too is like, we've sort of missed that community feel and like that, I don't know, that like that connection that we've had in the past.
Yeah.
Something that's made me feel that way is like concerning Hobbits. Like, I really have, because we've gotten a huge dose of it there. And I just thought, like, this is such a cool thing that, I mean, essentially everybody who's been involved so far has been someone we've met through the podcast, someone who's listened, someone we've become friends with through this thing. And it's just, it's an amazing, component of what we do, because I think you find a lot of content creators, they don't interact with people the way we do. And it's not like that's not why we do it. We don't do it to like distinguish ourselves. That's just who we are. Like, we love getting to know people. Gosh, it's like, what's where all the fuel comes from. That's where all the nuggets come from. That's where all the gold is in people outside of yourself. Like learning about people's connections, learning about their favorite characters. Like, I love learning. Like, that's what have been one of my favorite things about, just real briefly in Room for a Little More, the behind the scenes for Concerning Hobbits, like learning that Rebecca's favorite character is Faramir. Mind blowing.
Yeah.
Learning that Macy's favorite character as she's grown older is not older. As she's like, you know, aged is Theoden. And like his kind of like redemption arc and just these things that you learn from people where you're like, man, that is so cool. Like, Yeah, so bringing back more of that will be, I think will be, it'll help us be better. It'll help us have even more fun. I think it'll create an even stronger connection to what we're doing week in and week out. And yeah, I'm very excited for that. I'm amped. Yeah, it'll be cool.
Yeah, and I'm even wondering if people wouldn't mind if they want to do more as we get back on a schedule. I think when people know you're recording at a certain time, like they're willing to hop into Discord, they're willing to pop into Patreon, and they're willing to pick up the phone and call and say, "How about hotline? What's up? Let's go, baby.
Let's go."
I mean, Post Malone's calling in, and so like these are things that I don't see other podcasts doing, and I want to bring them back.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that they're great. They're great things that we've implemented because, yeah, again, it just connects us with people, and it provides the opportunity. It's like you get to be on an episode of the podcast, and there's no screening or anything. It's like you just come on. All are welcome.
Yeah.
So yeah, again, no inner circle. There is no inner circle. We've never been people like that either. It's not something we've ever promoted or had in mind or wanted to facilitate. It's all are welcome.
To be honest with you, buddy, from high school.
Yeah.
I mean, I've known you before high school, but in high school, I actually saw you doing the same thing I was doing, which was looking for people who weren't in the inner circles.
Yeah, 100%. Because I didn't feel in the inner circle. Did you feel in the inner circle?
No, honestly.
Hell no.
No. And
I
was always shocked by some of these other groups. And I was sort of like, what the heck? I mean, and so then you start looking around. And you're like, well, there's a lot of people who are out here. And we're also like, what the heck?
It's the biggest circle. The biggest circle is the outer circle, right? Like, that's the place to be, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
everyone is welcome. And I feel like that's the spirit of this podcast. It always has been. Yep. And so it's why we call it the fellowship. And it's why it's there for you guys. And we're going to get you a schedule. I want you guys to see the schedule for the summer because I'm excited for it. I want you to show up with us if you want to. If you're hearing this much later, hopefully, if it's like in the fall when you hear this or whenever, come check it out. Come check in and see.
Yeah.
First, go experience those things. And then also, we'll probably be doing some live call-in stuff. I mean, even the Silmarillion, I was thinking, there's ways to do it different. Yes. You know, like if you have knowledge and things that you can share, why not make this even better? Why not? We're so open to doing something fun and interactive and community-based that I think other people are maybe afraid to do. But we're not because...
Yeah.
Lane asked me earlier, like the name of the king I was thinking about in the first age there, and I was like, wait a second, was that Thingol or was that Thranduil? I mean, you can see it in my eyes. I'm sort of like, I'm pretty sure that was the one, right? So,
was that Thingol or Dingle? I don't know, bro.
Dingle, Thangle, or Dongle?
Dangle, Dongle.
What's his name?
Dongle is the one who helps us do the magic.
Does he have silver hair or gold hair? Which one is
gold hair? Is he Teleri or Valerian? Shoot, that's a different universe,
bro. Right. So anyway, we're those guys. Yeah. I mean, we're gonna make it fun, and we're gonna have everyone can feel comfortable coming on and stumbling through names and words like on the Hobbit Hotline.
Yes.
I think it's great. Like even when I do Star Wars, people are like, "Oh, what's that name?" And I'm like, "Dude, nobody knows." So like, just spit it out. It's all good. Like we'll figure it out. So anyways, we love you guys. I just wanted to share all of that with you, kind of break it down, tell you that we have. The Unfinished Tales coming up. We've got some Silmarillion stuff coming after that. We might have like a Morning Breeze show. Pretty sure that's going to kick off in the fall. Some appendices coming back and more. I mean, so there's plenty on there. Drops, different things I've been thinking about. So,
I love the real thing that you're doing. You're like that program that you have that can kind of pick out clips and put them up.
Yeah.
It's just great. And I don't know. I'm having a little bit of an Audi body.
Audi,
I'm driving a car. I'm having an out-of-body experience, maybe because I told you I was going to get water, and I got a can of wine instead.
Holy.
So that might be a little bit. And I'm back on my fasting, and so, you know, empty stomach.
Oh, man, I should.
But
got to catch up.
No. I think that one of us needs to be driving designated. But I think to myself, like, yeah, it's just a wild thing. Perspective hits you at weird times, and it's just like, man, we I love doing this with you. I love doing this with you, and I love that we have found ways, even as life has changed, and like, you know, again, we've been doing this almost a decade, and like your life can change dramatically, especially when this isn't, we're not getting paid to do this. Like, this isn't our job. We do this because we love it. We do this because it's fun.
All of this Patreon stuff is going to LAP3.
Yeah, right.
There's still more costs. There's actually a lot of costs we have to cover out of pocket because we don't think we're gonna be able to hit the
burgers, the money, and hot dogs.
Yeah. So, right. Just so you know, I mean, it's again not going to Lane and I. So it's going to be going back to you guys, back into the project and everything. So yeah, like you said, we don't make a dime. We don't really make anything off of this. We just do it because we love it. And we actually, what we like is the Discord chats. We love the community, the call-ins, the Hobbit hotlines, the, you know, the friendships we've made. That's where it's at, man.
Yeah, it is. It is. Preach, baby. Come on. We started with a sermon. We're going to end with one, I just think.
Yeah.
Amen.
Wow. And that's where I get worried. So Lottie's going to come down here one day and be sort of like, what is happening? I'm going to be full preaching mode.
I'm going to be speaking in tongues here.
I'm going to be putting on
a snake in
your hands? I get to the Silmarillion, I will be speaking in tongues in the Silmarillion. I might actually, just so you guys think I know, try it all in Elvish, like hillbilly Elvish.
I don't want to take any kind of credit for this, just like I don't want to take credit for that floor behind you. Right. But I did give you Elvish lines in Concerning Hobbits, and you nailed them. So
that took,
I don't know.
That took buckets of sweat, and it was
a hood over your head, I think, right? Also was mentioned that you were hooded up.
Yeah, hooded up.
You edited it because, oh, dude, this is hilarious. This is something I haven't even told you.
Yeah.
So in your most recent lines that you did for the flashback for part two of episode one.
Yeah.
You didn't edit it, right? So you had a lot of like in between stuff.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. Yeah.
I took a sound effect you made and I gave it to Hob Whitfoot.
Oh God.
And I think you even said right afterwards, you made this sound, you're like, bet you won't use that, buddy.
I did.
Bet I will. And it's in. And I even my notes to Jake, I'm like, this is intentional. This wasn't an accident.
Right.
We're gonna leave this in here because of But
this is
gotta be careful, baby.
Yeah. Gotta watch what you put in that audio, friends. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
crazy.
100%.
Man, I love you. I love this. This is fun. And again, I just wanted to share what we're doing so people know what's going on and they know if you want to participate, you can. If not, no worries. You probably didn't even listen this far. You clicked off and you went on right on to the next episode. That's totally fine. We still love you.
Promotion for their stuff, man. There's new content here.
What are they even trying to do here? Like, they don't make any sense anymore.
What a bunch of shills, dog.
Can you believe they actually called us shills on the review? That actually cracks me up, but...
This wouldn't be Patreon, but we're also thinking about doing like the mean tweets version of like mean reviews because we have some really precious ones that we're gonna probably read and put out there just because they're funny. Every once in a while, we'll go back and read them and just be like, "This is."
If you haven't reviewed, honestly, by the way, and you have a mediocre review you'd like to share, please go ahead.
Please.
Yeah, it's
even if they're mean. Like again, you can't hurt our feelings. Crotch fruit literally came from a mean review. I mean, like that's.
Yeah.
It's legendary. Yeah. It's legendary. It just becomes fuel for humor and good times. So.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. All right. Hey, with that, friends.
I'm burping.
Didn't we say? Oh, yeah, we did. This is what we said last time. I'm trying to remember like how we ended these episodes. We said, don't forget the sniffing.
Yes, we did.
I was just like, don't stop sniffing. Hold on to that sniffing feeling. Sniffing.